Turn with me to Isaiah 41 and verse 10. Isaiah 41 and verse 10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. This is, to me, a very comforting passage, one of my favorites. I think about the gifts or the blessings of God, and I typically think of this verse, and it kind of takes me back to thinking about that time frame, 750 years before the time of Christ, and yet Israel, the northern kingdom and both the southern kingdom, still standing at that point in time, and yet this prophecy of what God was going to do for them would be certainly fulfilled in Christ, but there would be that which they could gain from that right now, right in front of them, because God was truly still their God if they were faithful to Him. And so God's trying to explain to them they're special to Him. They're His people. They have been in a relationship with Him, and though they've not at all times been faithful unto Him, when they have turned to Him, He has kept His word, He has kept His promises, and He has truly blessed them. And so we see in this passage, He says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. And you find the blessing of peace, or the blessing of serenity in that. And I think that it's often the case that many of us, even as Christians, might actually lack the peace of God, that many times we find ourselves overly anxious about things that maybe we shouldn't be, and we need to trust in the very peace of God. We might be reminded from 1 Corinthians 14, verse 33, that God is the author of peace, not of confusion. And even in this prophecy, in Isaiah 9, verse 6, we find that Christ is referred to as the Prince of Peace. But we also find the blessing of security in God. Be not dismayed, for I am your God, He says. And again, that idea that gives them some security, knowing that He is truly their God, and knowing what He has done and the power that He has shown before others, He truly has been their God. And I think about Philippians 4, verse 19, where the Apostle Paul says, but my God shall supply all your need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Again, Philippians 4 and verse 19. In Isaiah 41 verse 10, we find strength. He says, I will strengthen you. He gives us stamina to keep on. He says, yea, I will help you. He'll give us the strength and He will help us to continue on in His way. In fact, later in verse 13, He would say in Isaiah 41, for I, the Lord thy God, will uphold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help you. And so again, that promise to be there to strengthen them, to give them the strength that they need, but also the endurance, the power to endure those things that they were facing. And then the last one is the blessing of stability. Yea, I will uphold thee with thy right hand of my righteousness, He says. God gives us stability. You know, sometimes we need an extra hand, right? Have you ever been in that situation where you're walking along and then all of a sudden, the roads or the pathway's a little bit unstable and there's someone and they reach out for you to kind of secure you a little bit, to kind of give you some stability, to kind of help you so you don't shift and fall over. That's the idea, that He's right there with us to stabilize us in our lives. Serenity, security, strength, stamina, and even stability. But ultimately, we know the greatest gift that He's given to us is His Son. But in His Son, we find these blessings to the child of God even today. And so I pray that we can be encouraged by that, and thinking about Isaiah 41 and verse 10, thinking about what Christ has done for us and how he does give us the stability that we need to endure in this life. Maybe it's this evening that you are thinking about Christ and thinking about what he's done for you. And you need to obey the gospel because Jesus has died for you. He shed his blood that you could have your sins washed away, to be forgiven, to have those sins remitted. Acts 2 and verse 38. If you believe in him as the Son of God, repent of sin and confess your faith in Christ, be baptized to wash away those sins, the Lord will add you to his church, Acts 2 and verse 47, and wash away your sins, Acts 22 and verse 16. Maybe you've taken those steps, but a simple reminder sometimes is what we need to understand what we have by way of blessings in Christ. And so this evening, if you're reminded of those things but realize that you've not been faithful, make those things right with God. And if it's of a public nature and we can help and pray for you, won't you come to the front while we stand and while we sing?